News Talk it is now 6:16. There's still more questions being raised about the involvement of Chinese company Huawei in our ultra-fast broadband rollout. Now, the company's been banned from being involved in telcos in Australia and the United States over espionage claims. To talk about this further, security risk analyst, whose company is 36th Parallel, Paul Buchanan is with me. Hello, Paul.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
I'm good. So, how do we know this is a... Well, we don't, I suppose. Is it possible that this is a front for Chinese intelligence? What's playing out here, do you think?
Well, all the evidence so far is circumstantial, but let me explain it this way. All Internet architecture has the potential, has both commercial and intelligence gathering potential. And the issue is, who does the data mining? Let's think of it this way. Facebook collects information on their users every time someone signs in. And it uses that information for consumer trend research and the like. But when states get involved in data mining, they're often looking for something else. They're looking for diplomatic, military, and commercial secrets. And if you think of it that way, then if you can supply the Internet support infrastructure, the cable, the servers, and the like, I'm not talking just about the phones, although think about it. You have many, many cell phones have GPS, so you can be tracked as you walk around town. Well, imagine if the whole foundation of that is compromised or is being used in part as an intelligence gathering exercise. And so the question then is, what is the political economy surrounding this Internet infrastructure? And by that, what I mean is, in a liberal market economy, there are codes of conduct regulating the behavior of Internet providers of all sorts, all the way down to the bottom. However, China is a state capitalist economy. What capitalists do, they do in the interest of the Chinese state. And the Chinese state has identified seven strategic sectors, what it calls economic treasures, in which it is heavily involved. It provides all the policy guidance. One of them is telecommunications, and Huawei is the premier example of Chinese involvement in developing an industry for global export. So the United States and Australia, for reasons that remain classified, believe that Huawei, at least in some countries, operates for dual purposes. Sure, it provides a competitive commercial advantage to the Internet scene in various countries, but it also, in the suspicions of at least the Americans and the Australians, provides intelligence, what we call signal intelligence, back to the Chinese state, and that's the reason for the concerns with regards to these contracts.
Okay, so Huawei. Okay.
Huawei.
It has 110,000 employees. Its revenues are $28 billion US. It works for 45 of the world's top 50 telcos. This is as big as it gets. It's been operating since 1987. Is there a chance? I mean, what is being alleged here, I guess, by the intelligence agencies is that it's being used as a front in some shape or form. Is it that, or could it be these markets protecting their own local businesses?
Well, that's the best criticism that can be offered to these bans, that in fact the U.S. government security agencies and Australian security agencies are not operating just out of concerns about national security, but are trying to protect domestic business. You know, that could be the case in both of those markets, but let's think of that for just a brief second. The U.S. market in particular is huge and hyper-competitive. Huawei would come in and just be another provider in the mix. They would not be able to undercut the amount of competitive pricing that goes on in the United States. In Australia, a much smaller market, perhaps they can do that, and the Australians would have an interest in protecting their own telcos and whatnot.
Yeah.
But in New Zealand, we are so small that particularly U.S. Internet providers have no interest in the New Zealand market. And the question has to be asked, a company so large as Huawei, why would they have an interest in New Zealand when it really is not economical for them to come here and provide this service? True, they have economies of scale behind them, but it really is not. You know, they're not going to run a profit for a long, long time, particularly if their pricing structure is way below those of current providers. And so, again, we get back to the issue of state capitalism, and let's remember that China is a one-party authoritarian state. Huawei, at least in the suspicions of the American and Australian intelligence community, is part of a global expansion on the part of the Chinese state using so-called private enterprise as the front line in extending its influence globally. If you think of it that way, then it makes perfect sense for them to come to New Zealand. And, of course, there's the whole sidebar about proximity to the echelon eavesdropping stations, whether or not they could use this this entrance into the market as an indirect way of tapping into that. That's for others to decide.
Right. They say the company is 100% privately owned by its employees. But, I understand the state capitalism line. It's interesting that according to a New York Times report out today, Symantec is apparently now going to try and sell its stake in Huawei for $350 million because of they may not get government classified information otherwise.
Right, be able but to that muddies the picture. And let me just return to the 100% employee owned. Well, yes, in a communist state, all employees are owners. So I'll take that one with a grain of salt. It is very unfortunate that Symantec has decided to sell its stake because it's concerned that it won't get other contracts. Now, that's a competitive decision on the part of Symantec. I think what the reason is they realize that they can make a lot more money dealing with U.S. defense contractors and the like than they can in the private commercial venue of which they are part with Huawei. And yes, that was a very political decision, but it was done by a private firm, not by the U.S. government. And I'm a little loath to believe, quite frankly, that the CIA, the NSA, and ASIO would toady to corporate interests on a matter that's going to wind up costing the countries a lot of money because they don't have cheaper broadband services offered by Huawei.
Paul, good to talk to you. Thank you so much. I appreciate
it.
That is Paul Buchanan, security risk analyst from the company 36th Parallel. News Talk ZB, it's now 6:25.